You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
At the 2012 Ryan White All-Grantee Meeting, AIDS.gov and the Target Center shared online writing tips with the HIV community. We spoke with Alan Gambrell from the Target Center, who spoke with us about the importance of having an online presence and providing your audience with quality written content.
Hi, this is Alan Gambrell, and I'm with Public Inc., a public sector consulting firm. I work with HRSA and the University of California at San Francisco to develop content for the Target Center website and its social media tools. People go online to find information. You need to be there, and you know what's going on with services and resources. Your online presence is a bit like the front door to your agency, your clinic, your office. You need to keep it open. And don't take on a lot of writing by yourself. Link to what other people have written. Equally important, think about things to not write about. Some people use social media like Twitter and Facebook to engage in idle chatter, the weather, or how happy they are to be at an event. Show some discretion and focus on information that people can actually use. And keep your information fresh and up to date. Over time, your clients and your community will see you as a trusted source.
Mr. Gambrell then shared with us his top 10 journalism tips for online writing.
Number one, ask yourself, can my audience use this information to participate, understand, act? Two, keep it brief. People tend to scan online. Keep those sentences and paragraphs short. Three, craft headlines to grab your reader's attention, just like a newspaper does. Come up with 3 to 8 words that crystallize your key point. Four, write a powerful lead sentence that gives readers the essential facts, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. A good lead will also motivate your readers to keep reading. Five, when creating original content, like interviewing someone, get permission to quote. Also, get permission to use their photo. Six, repurpose, but don't plagiarize. Don't just use somebody else's words and claim them as your own. Make it your own and make it fit your audience's needs and cite your sources when necessary. Seven, know the techniques for stripping out coding and formatting when creating web pages. However, social media tools like Facebook and Twitter take care of that for you. Eight, make sure your information is accurate. Use trusted sources. And think about using 2 sources for items that need extra verification. Nine, use photos, charts, and graphs to make your point. For photos, zoom in on those faces and make sure those images are crisp and clear. 10. Avoid a lead sentence crammed with agency names, authors, acronyms, and laundry lists of services. Save those details for later. And avoid writing with endorsement and enthusiasm. Just be a trusted, neutral source of information.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.